Nick Fisher is a New Zealand filmmaker who's travelling the world documenting what he calls misunderstood parts of the planet for his YouTube channel Indigo Traveller. The channel's amassed more than 1.4 million subscribers. He's most recently crossed the border into Ukraine to film the impact of the war.
When they go outside, they feel like they're playing lottery with their life.
York and her heart are near.
An exploded missile here. Destroyed buildings everywhere. The air raid sirens going off in the background. This one's completely burnt out.
It's probably one of the most dangerous cities in the world at the moment.
Let's see how this goes. It's really quite hard for me to...
Well, Nick Fisher joins us now from Budapest in Hungary, where he's based. Kia ora, Nick.
Hi, Susie. How's it going?
Oh, good, thanks. Hey, why go to Ukraine?
Well, I live in Hungary and I've been to Ukraine a handful of times and it's always held quite a special place in my heart. And I just kind of felt a kind of responsibility to go there and tell the story of the people firsthand.
So how different was it going this time?
Well, it's definitely a completely different country. You know, there's curfews in place, there's destroyed buildings in many places. But one thing that hasn't changed is the kindness and the generosity of the locals, you know.
What are people in Ukraine like?
They're just so, you know, resilient and kind. You know, I've been invited into many people's homes for, you know, a shot of vodka and some food and things. They're just so warm.
What is it like for them at the moment? What sort of differences did you notice?
Well, it really depends on what part of the country you go to. I was in parts that have seen war, but now they're a bit on the safer side, even though the Russians have left booby traps in some of these places that they've abandoned, like mines and grenades hidden in underneath toys and things, which is beyond words. But in the Far East where I went in the war, there's like they're petrified. They're hiding in metro stations and things. It's horrible.
Why was it important for you to go to document, I suppose, in the way that you do? Because we are seeing pictures from Ukraine. We're seeing reports from Ukraine all the time about the war. So how is it that you do something a bit different?
So, you know, I love the news and I watch the news and everything. That's where I get a lot of my information from. But personally, I like to go and kind of, you know, spend a bit more time, you know, with the locals on the ground and kind of document the day from start to end. So I think it gives more of a feel of, you know, the situation in real time rather than like a glimpse of the numbers and the stats and things, which again are interesting and necessary. But I prefer to look at it from this way.
Is it kind of almost tipping over in this circumstance to kind of war tourism?
I mean, I'm sure like there's many labels that I get, but this is more for giving a voice to the locals. I do, you know, share my feelings and things, but I want the locals to have a voice. And also there's generally fundraisers connected to that. So, but I'm sure you could look at it as war tourism if you wanted to.
Hey, look, thanks so much for talking to us today. Nick Fisher there of Indigo Traveller.